The True Basis of World Peace, by A. Enoch, 1874-1965. The world is rushing to one of the greatest crises of human history. On all sides, people are trying to make a new world. All of these efforts, without exception, are doomed to failure. Don't imagine that I am a pessimist. I am the biggest optimist you ever saw. There will be peace after a while, and it will be permanent. In the meantime, there is going to be a terrible storm. It is said that in the middle of a tornado it is calm. This is the place and privilege of all who know the mind of God. I can see things going to ruin, yet be thankful for it and enjoy it. Not because people are suffering, but because of the prospect and view, because all of the travail that men going through is preparing them to enjoy the glorious time at the consummation. Now, the trouble with those who are trying to make a better world is, first of all, that they do not know where they are. If we only knew where we are, we would not be so distressed about where we are going. Things today are exactly where God intends them to be. When we see this, we have a chance to have peace. Not the peace that men are talking about, but a real peace. The peace of God Himself. If you know God's plan, you will be satisfied with what God is doing, because He is riding the storm. He is controlling all events. The future is safe and satisfactory, no matter what the present may be. We want to find out where we are. Then we will be in a position to view the future and enjoy its tragic unfolding before our eyes. This holds true for practically everything. For instance, today you will find there are all sorts of ideas about what the Bible teaches, and especially about its prophecies. Men have been prophesying, depending upon the Bible, as to who is Antichrist. These prophets fail, because they do not know what God is about at the present time. Most people forget that God is doing a number of different things in various times and eras. Generally, we are concerned with His administrations and dispensations. The Pauline space is a small, very lonely place, but it is where we ought to be. Alas, how many saints of today still live in long past administrations, under law, or in the days of our Lord, or in the Book of Acts. Many have never reveled in their own glorious grace in Paul's epistles. Even after some have heard this teaching over and over again, they still wander away into far poorer pastures. The saints are not exempt from the fate of the nations to which they belong. I do not wonder about the way things are today. Why, that is just what is to be expected. I am not a politician. I have never voted. But I am going to be a politician in the future. When we go up to our destined place among the celestials, then we will reign with Christ. I want a real peace. Peace without God is no peace. God has appointed a man and he is the Prince of Peace, and until he comes, thank God, there can be no peace worthy of the name. True Basis of Peace, Unsearchable Riches, Volume 37, Abridged, taken from the Bible Student's Notebook. A weekly Bible study publication available in two formats, electronic and printed, www.biblistudentsnotebook.com. Copyright Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to main index page.